Good morning and welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Tzav Revi, the fourth Aliyah in Parashas Tzav. The topic of our Aliyah is anointing Aaron. It is 13 psukim non-rayon from Perek Ches, Pasuk Aleph to Yud Gimel. A basic overview of our Aliyah, which is to be found in really one paragraph, is now, at this point in time, Hashem says to Moshe, Kach es Aaron ves banavi, take Aaron, take his children, take the clothes and the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil, and you're going to take the parachatos, the bull, which is going to be a sacrifice, a sin offering, and two elim, and two rams, and this basket of matzos. And then in front of the entire congregation, you bring everybody to the entrance of the oil moed, the tent of meeting, and he does such, and everybody gathers around, and Moshe Rabbeinu then says to the congregation, this is what Hashem commanded me to do, and he goes over to Aaron, and he washes them first in water, and then he dresses them in the clothes, the priestly garb, and we hear all the descriptions, and he puts all the clothing on, and then on Aaron he puts the Urim V'Tumim into the folds of the Choshen, and he places their hats on, all the different pieces, and then he takes the Shemen HaMishcha, this anointing oil, and he anoints the Mishkan and everything in it, and then he goes and he anoints Aaron. V'Yitzak Shemen HaMishcha L'Rosh Aaron, V'Yimshach Oso L'Kadosh, and he anoints him. And at this point in time, he now presents them in front of the Mishkan. So this begins the process of inauguration. So what exactly was the ceremony? So just to understand the outline of this, this is a process which took 7 days. This is the Miluim, the inauguration ceremony. And basically every single day the Mishkan would be set up and taken down. Set up and taken down, and specific korbanos, this bull and these two rams, were brought, and all the accompanying meal offerings were brought on a daily basis, part of this inauguration of Aaron and his children and of the Mishkan. So on the one hand, it's consecrating the Mishkan. On the other hand, it's consecrating those who serve the Mishkan, Aaron and his children as well. The eighth day, which is going to be next week's parasha, Yom HaShmini, is the last day of the Miluim, of the inauguration, and that's when the Mishkan will remain standing. That's when it'll be in full service. This is now the transfer of power from Moshe to Aaron. But the question really is why now? Why is this significant to be happening at this point in time? So there are a number of ideas that happen over here. So Rashi says actually it isn't now. Rashi says this all happened before the setting up of the Mishkan, which means to say, Rashi says, Parsha zu ne'emra b'shivas yamim koidem hakomas ha-mishkan. This was before the Mishkan was established. And muktam u'muchavatar, the Torah is not in chronological sequence, which means, so according to Rashi, the way it would work is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the building of the Mishkan, and at which point in time, then the Mishkan was actually set up, and then afterwards was all of Vayikra and Tzav about the Korbanos. So first the Mishkan was commanded, set up, this whole Miluim happens, and then afterwards we hear Vayikra and Tzav, up till now, where the command of the Korbanos happens only afterwards. However, the Ramban understands that this does not make sense. The Ramban says that we have to take the Torah at its value, where its face value, where the Mishkan seems to have been set up at the end of Parshas Pekudei, and yet we're told about the Korbanos in Vayikra and Tzav, and then we have the Miluim now. So if that's the case, we have to take it at face value. So the Mishkan was set up the first time on the first day of the Miluim, which was the 23rd of Adar, on which day all the Korbanos were commanded, that's Vayikra and Tzav, and now it continues, the process of the Miluim continues with Aaron and his sons and the Mishkan being inaugurated as well. So this is the way I understand it. Rashi is trying to square this with the fact that at the end of Parshas Pekudei describes setting up the Mishkan. Then we have Vayikra and Tzav, which talk about the Korbanos, and then we have the setting up of the Mishkan again. So Rashi understands that the Korbanos must have come later, and this Parsha really is part of what happened in Pekudei. Whereas Ramban says, no, it could also be that all of the commands of the Korbanos were actually on the first day of the Miluim. That's the way, perhaps one way of understanding this parasha over here. It's worthwhile noting that the Gemara in Zvachin on Peches Amo Beis tells us that why was it, Anani Bar Sason, Rabbi Anani Bar Sason says, why was the parasha of Korbanos put right next to the parasha of Big Day Kuhuna, the sacrifices next to the clothing of Aaron and his children, to tell you, he says, my korbanos mechaprim af Big Day Kuhuna mechaprim, because to show you that both the Big Day Kuhuna and the korbanos do atone, and it goes through in the Gemara and Erechin as well to describe the atonement that each of the Big Day Kuhuna, each of the priestly God atone for. What is he referring to? So on the one hand, it refers to our parasha. Here we have all the korbanos at the beginning of parasha Tzav leading straight into the Big Day Kuhuna, which is put onto Aaron and his children. But it is worthwhile noting that this also occurs in Parshas Tetzaveh. Parshas Tetzaveh starts off describing the Big Day Kohuna, and then it goes into the Korbanos of the Miluim, of the inauguration, which leads us to another question. And that is, that really technically speaking, Parshas Tzav, this whole section here from Revi onwards till the end of the parasha is about the inauguration. But that inauguration ceremony was described in the latter half of Parshas Tetzaveh. And the question is, so why is it repeated? So the Malbim explains that really, technically speaking, it is shorter in the description here in Parshas Tzav. It is a repetition. But it's worthwhile noting as well that there is a shift in order. So as an example, when it comes to the Parshas Tetzaveh, the korbanos are first, and then Aaron and his children and their clothes are described second. Here it is the opposite. Here we have first the clothes being put on, and then the korbanos, the sacrifices, second. What is that? Why is that? So the Malbim suggests that there in Parshas Tetzaveh, it was all about the theory. So in theory, we describe the main point first, which is the korbanos, the fact that they're going to serve in the Mishkan. Here it's in action, so technically speaking, they need to have their clothes on before they do the korbanos. But of course, the korbanos are the general idea. So in the mapping out of what the idea is mapped out first to the central part, the korbanos first, and then the practical part second. Here in practicality, when it's actually happening, the big day could have to come first and the korbanos second. So it's similar to the idea of Bereshis. You know, one may say, human beings are the end of the creation process, so they might be the least important. Or you say, no, well, the rest of that was all setting up. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava tchila, that the end of the creation was what is intended first, and that's what's being described over here. So don't get confused. The garments are not a ends in and of themselves. They are a means towards something else. So it's nice that they have all these beautiful clothes, but that is not the focus, not the reason why this is happening. Now, Barbanel says an interesting point. He adds to this idea, and he says that they already understood the Ola and the Chatas. Now, since they just learned about them, meaning in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, we just heard about the intricate details of the Korban Chatas, the Korban Ola, all those details. So therefore, they are not going to be the first thing which are mentioned in the Miluim, as it is described in Parshas Tzav, because they already know that. So the focus is going to be on the Big Day Kohanim, which is what they need reminding of, because they have just had a refresher course in what the korbanos are right now. With this, we conclude the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Tzav. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.